Welcome to session 4 of Horse Biz Bootcamp. You are on a mission. You likely have a deep-seated drive to do what you do. You work long hours, you sacrifice a lot, you give up going to parties to take care of horses, and you go above and beyond for your two-legged and four-legged clients. Why? Why? What are you working toward? What's your vision for your business and how it impacts people? A mission statement is basically a declaration of why you do what you do and how you do it. It's your vision for your business. A mission statement is partially for your own clarity, and it's partially to make sure that everyone involved in your business is on the same page. And your mission statement will draw people to you who are inspired by it and want to be a part of it. It's not a description of your services or offerings, and it's not an advertisement. Here's my mission statement for Horse Biz Bootcamp. Horse Biz Bootcamp serves as a catalyst for collaboration and cooperation among professionals in the horse industry. It inspires us to subscribe to a new ethic where we are empowered and energized by our work, one in which our businesses facilitate our dreams rather than interrupt them. By engaging horse professionals in business development activities and providing coaching to help them accomplish their business goals, this program improves the lives of horse professionals, their clients, and through them, the lives of horses. Horse Biz Bootcamp makes business coaching and training affordable and accessible for as many horse professionals as possible. So, what did you hear in that mission statement? Did you hear the vision? Collaboration, industry, empowerment, confidence, independence, and dreams. Does it help you understand my big why? To make dreams come true, to impact the horse industry positively, to improve the lives of lots of horses and people. Does it tell you how I do it? By engaging horse professionals in business development, providing coaching, and making it accessible to as many people as possible. Why and how? Your mission statement is not trying to sell anything or convince anyone of anything. It's simply a statement. Why you do it and how you do it. Later on, you'll be writing your value proposition, which will specifically lay out how you help your clients and what you offer, what makes you different from your competitors. Your value proposition is what you'll use to actually market your services. I highly recommend that you do not try to create your mission statement all by yourself. We cannot see ourselves clearly, and you'll be amazed by how constructive it is to have a conversation about your mission statement with someone who can brainstorm with you and help you get your ideas out of your head and onto paper. I watch people stay stuck on this because they don't want to or don't think they should ask for help. Use the coaching calls and the Facebook group to get feedback and support, or ask a friend or colleague to have a mission statement jam session with you. Even though I love, love, love helping other people with their mission statements, and I'm really good at it, I need help with my own. Use the questions in your training notebook to get the juices flowing. I had a trainer tell me once that writing her mission statement helped her feel passion for her work again. She'd lost touch with why teaching was so important to her, and she was feeling bogged down by day-to-day stuff. Getting clear about her mission injected new energy into her life and helped her reboot her business to direct it more precisely in the direction that she wanted to go. I've had that experience myself. It gave her and me a renewed sense of purpose. In his book, Man's Search for Meaning, Viktor Frankl writes about the idea that as long as a person has a purpose, they can overcome any adversity. Between 1942 and 1945, he spent time in 4 different Nazi concentration camps. The experience was every bit as miserable as you'd imagine, and it was unimaginable. His family died, he almost died, and he spent years watching everyone around him suffer and die. He wrote in the book, "In some way, suffering ceases to be suffering in the moment it finds a meaning." And he quoted Nietzsche. He said, "He who has a why to live for can bear almost any how. I bring this up here because a mission statement is about so much more than fancy words to hang on the wall of your barn. Your mission statement gives you backbone. It gives you a sense of meaning to persevere and thrive through the difficulties involved in running a business. And I also love the book and think everyone should read it. But for now, your mission is part of your foundation. It will be in your business plan, and ultimately it will inform your marketing strategy. And it just might breathe a little passion back into any places you may be burned out or discouraged. So have fun with this and get someone else involved with you in creating your mission statement.